From Hollywood, we continue now with this special full-hour program, brought to you by the makers of Maxwell House Coffee and Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
And starring George Burns and Gracie Allen, Francis Langford, Charles Boyer, Robert Emmett Dolan, Meredith Wilson, Bill Goodwin, Mel Blanc, and yours truly, Harry Von Sill.
Now here's Meredith Wilson and Sierra Sue. Sierra Sue reminds me that this week the fishing season opens in those high Sierras.
Oh, don't I know it, Bill. But to tell you the truth, fishing in the Sierras for me is really just an excuse to take the trip and look at the view.
Well, Meredith, anybody can understand that who's ever been in those mountains. Anywhere you look, there's a wonderland of high, rugged, snow-capped peaks with glacier-scoured ridges or steep-walled canyons. And then those rushing, bubbling, crystal-clear streams, stocked with rainbow and red-spotted trout, are fisherman's heaven. It's no wonder the Sierras are such a well-loved part of the American scene. And you know, I can't help thinking, too, how it's no wonder that Maxwell House Coffee has become so much a part of the American scene. Because for generations, Maxwell House has been giving millions of people real coffee-drinking pleasure. And today it's enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee. Now, to give Maxwell House that famous flavor, fine Latin American coffees are skillfully chosen, each for its own special contribution. Manizales for mellowness. Medellin's for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. The result is true flavor harmony in a cup of coffee. And whether it's served at home or in one of America's many fine restaurants, who are about to celebrate National Restaurant Week, the nation's choice, north, east, south, and west, is Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Now, back to Gracie, who was just arriving at Charles Boyer's house to try and persuade him to appear in her play.
Oh, dear, someone else is calling on Mr. Boyer, and I wanted to see him alone. Pardon me, are you the laundry man?
Yeah, I was at your house about 4 months ago.
Oh, yes. Is the laundry you picked up that day ready yet?
Nope, but we're plugging away at it.
Well, that's nice. If you're in a hurry, I'll be glad to give this bundle to Mr. Boyer.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Burns. I'll be seeing you around October.
Well, this is a break. Getting his laundry will put Mr. Boyer in a good humor. I wonder if I could sneak a pair of his shorts out of the bundle. They'd make such a nice tenant for our club room. No, I better not. I'll just ring and go on in.
Yes?
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Boyer.
Oh, hello. You are Mrs. Burns, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Here's your laundry.
Oh, thank you for bringing it in.
You're welcome. Now, let's talk about the play you're going to be in tonight.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, I explained in my letter. I was not interested.
Oh, I know. You thought the money wasn't enough, but I've come to make another offer. I'll give you some very valuable stock that my husband bought.
Stock?
Yes, 1,000 shares in the Mad Gopher Mine.
No, no, thank you. Even if they dug a penny, I have no use for mad gophers.
Oh, no, no. It's a gold mine.
I still must refuse, really. I cannot appear in your play.
But, Mr. Boyer, the money from this play will all go to charity. You see, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society is raising money for unfortunate girls.
Oh? What unfortunate girls?
The girls of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
I still must refuse.
All right, then. I'll appeal to you as a Frenchman. You should appear in the play tonight because a famous Frenchman will be in the audience.
Which famous Frenchman?
Léon Blum will be there.
Léon Blum is at present in Washington.
Oh. Well, General de Gaulle will be there.
General de Gaulle is in France.
Oh. Napoleon's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And this attempt of yours is dying.
Oh. Well, I'll admit I made that up, but only because I'm so anxious to have you in the play. You're my very favorite movie actor.
Oh, I'm delighted, but not persuaded.
Oh, I even got a terrible cramp in my face on your account.
How did you get this cramp?
Sneering at Paul Henry in a cold balcony.
I am deeply touched.
Then you'll do the play?
No, but I will send you some liniment.
Oh, I know you'd adore the play if you just read it. It's called The Folly of Molly O'Malley.
And if I agreed to appear, it would be known as the finish of Charles Boyer.
Oh, but you'd love the part. You're Raoul, a romantic French jewel thief. Do you think you could play a Frenchman?
Well, with coaching, perhaps. But I still must refuse.
Oh. Well, I did my best. I guess I'll be going along now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. And thank you for bringing in my laundry.
You're well. The laundry. Yes, the laundry.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you like the way I washed your things.
What? The way you wash them?
Yes, I hope I didn't get too much starch in your socks.
Oh. Oh, but Mrs. Burns.
Oh, put too many pleats in your sheets.
But I don't understand. You mean you take in washing?
Yes, my husband makes me.
Oh, but how did you get my clothes? I send them to a laundry.
Oh, well, when I don't take in enough money from my regular customers, George sneaks bundles off laundry trucks for me to do.
This is incredible. The man must be a beast.
Oh, it's not his fault. He can't help himself. You see, he's money mad.
How terrible.
Yes, and that's why you must do this play with me tonight. And if I'm a success, I can go on the stage and escape the awful drudgery of the wash tub.
I see.
Honest, Mr. Boyer, I've got a great talent. Don't let it be caught in the ringer.
Oh, this really shocks me, Mrs. Burns. And how long has your husband been money mad?
Oh, I noticed it the very first night we were married.
No, mm-hmm. Not in your honeymoon.
Yes, he only rented one hotel room for the two of us.
Well, to me that seems quite reasonable.
Oh, well, I didn't mind the one room, but there was a large convention at the hotel, and George rented our sofa to a couple of elks.
You spent your honeymoon with elks?
Yeah, they were nice, but the moose who rented our bathtub was sort of noisy.
You poor child. Doesn't your husband realize that money is of no consequence? There is an old saying, who steals my purse, steals trash.
Well, I'm married to the biggest trash collector in town.
You know, I am stunned, Mrs. Burns. When I met your husband, he seemed such a nice little man. Not very attractive, but nice.
Mr. Boyer, say you'll be in the play with me so I won't have to take in washing anymore.
Don't worry, Mrs. Burns. I promise you'll never have to take in washing again.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Boy, eh?
You little louse. What do you do with all the money?
What money?
You know what money.
Don't shout at me.
Why not? Are you afraid I will wake up the elves on the sofa?
The elves on the sofa?
Or the moose in the bathroom?
Moose in the bathroom? Mr. Boyer, you've been drinking too much pink champagne. Sit down, let me get you a cup of coffee.
Never mind that. Where's your washtub, Burns?
My washtub?
Yes, where is it?
It's on the back porch, but...
Get out there, fill it with water.
But I can't swim.
You will not swim. You will do my laundry.
Oh, no, I won't.
You will either do my laundry or I will thrash you within an inch of your worthless life. Take your choice.
Did you bring any soap? Look, Mr. Boyer, I've been washing your clothes for an hour now. Can't I stop?
Keep scrubbing, Burns.
But I've got dishpan hands up to my elbows.
Keep scrubbing, Burns?
Yes, sir. Hey, I've done enough laundry to last you a month. When can I quit?
When that shirt you're washing is snow white.
But it's a green shirt.
Keep scrubbing, Burns.
Yes, sir. I gotta stop. My hands hurt. My back aches. My feet are killing me. If I don't sit down, I collapse. Keep scrubbing, huh?
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, dear boy. George, what on earth are you doing?
My laundry, Mrs. Burns. I'm teaching him a lesson.
Uh-oh.
Never make you take in washing again.
Huh? Who told you I made her take in washing?
Well, Mrs. Burns told me.
She did, huh? Well, I'm going to have a little talk with Mrs. Burns.
Good. I'll go see if I can find her.
Come back here. Now, tell the truth. Do I make you take in washing?
No, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, you should be ashamed. That was a terrible lie.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't have time to think of a better one.
Oh, and I made your poor husband do my whole month's laundry. Oh, Mr. Burns, I owe you an apology. And about $6.
He'll iron it for another $5.
You stay out. What made you tell Mr. Boyer a thing like that?
Well, so he'd feel sorry for me and play the part of Raoul tonight.
Well, it didn't work. I still hurt you.
Oh, but I need you, please.
What are you worried about, Gracie? I can play the part of Raoul.
You, Mr. Burns?
Oui, oui. Charming Frenchman is right down my alley. Listen to this. Ah, bon ami, mon petit. Come with me and we will sip the champagne and then go to the Follies Burger.
Pardon me, this Follies Burger, is that a sandwich?
Oh, that's a French show. I'll throw another line at you, Charlie. Monsieur, you look so chic today. N'est-ce pas? Escalier?
No, stop, please.
What's the matter, Chuck?
Mr. Burns, my country has been through a lot. Don't do this to her.
Well, if you don't play the part, George will.
Well, then, for the sake of France, I hereby accept the part of Raoul.
Oh, divine. Or, as you French say, divan. Well, George, you're the Irish policeman again.
Okay. Gee, Charlie, you didn't like my French accent, huh?
Oh, let's not say I didn't like it. Let us just say it revolted me.
Oh, don't try to thank him, Judge. We have to hurry right down to the studio. Everyone's waiting for us.
Gee, Francis, I don't know what could be keeping George and Gracie. They should be here by now.
I'm anxious to see the script of Gracie's play. I hope there's a part in it for me.
Oh, don't worry, Francis. I'll fix that. I've got a terrific love scene in mind for you.
Wonderful. Where will that come in the program?
Comes after the program.
Oh, I see. I heard that you were a big bad wolf, and it's almost true.
Almost?
Yes, you're big, and brother, are you bad?
Oh, come on, Francis. I'm good-looking, charming, talented, got a swell personality. Go out with me tonight.
No, Bill. You're too much in love with another person.
Me?
That's the person.
Oh, that's silly, Francis.
Who asked you to listen in, Jumbo?
Never mind that, Pimples. I wasn't eavesdropping. I just came over to ask Francis if she'd go out with me tonight. She'll have a whale of an evening.
Or at least an evening with a whale.
Oh, let him alone, Bill. What sort of evening did you have in mind, Harry?
Well, Francis, I thought we'd go up to my apartment.
Yes?
Close all the doors and windows.
Yes?
Pull down the shades.
Yes?
Then turn the lights on.
Turn them on?
Well, sure. How else could you see my bird's eye frosted chop suey? That's why I'm going to take you to my apartment, Francis. We'll open the package together. We'll have some fun, huh?
Yes, what could be more fun for a boy and girl than opening a package of frosted food?
Well, it's one way of breaking the ice. But really, to get the better buy-in frosted foods, you've got to be sure it's bird's eye, Francis. There are many brands of frosted foods, but only one bird's eye. Only bird's eye gives you bird's eye top quality and flavor. Honestly, you can't go wrong when you buy anything marked bird's eye.
Francis, do you want to spend an evening with this two-legged refrigerator?
Oh, quiet, percolator. You know, Francis, all bird's eye foods are grown, prepared, and quick frozen so carefully, so painstakingly, that you always get perfect foods. So each time you buy frosted foods, make sure, in fact, insist that each and every package you buy carries the bird's eye label. It just isn't bird's eye unless it's plainly marked bird's eye. So get the better buy in frosted foods. Better buy bird's eye.
Now look, Francis, you'll have lots more fun if you go out with me. Of course, if you turn me down, I've got other irons in the fire.
He means he'll stay home and curl his hair. Fatso? Don't you call me Fatso, you walking finger wave.
Boys, come back. No fighting, please.
No fighting. Now, come, Francis. You know it's a big kick for a girl to have two handsome men fighting over her.
Yes, I hope it happens to me sometimes. Now, if you two weary wolves will pardon me, I have a song to rehearse. When you're ready, Mr. Dolan.
Temptation, you smile, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling.
We're ready to look over the script of our play. Here's your copy, Mr. Boyer. You're Raoul.
Thank you.
Here's yours, George. You're the Irish policeman.
Okay, it's about time we had a look at this masterpiece.
No, I haven't read it either. The girl's just finished typing it. First, I want to look at my love scene. Oh, here's a lovely one. Molly and... the Irish policeman. Well, here's another one. Molly and... the Irishman again. Well, here's another one with the Irishman. And another one. And another one. Mr. Boyer.
Yes, Mrs. Burns?
There'll be a slight change in the casting of our play. You won't play Raoul after all.
No?
No. You're going to be an Irish policeman named Mike O'Hooligan.
Mike O'Hooligan?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure I'll be believable as Mr. O'Hooligan.
Oh, of course you would. You'll be a marvelous Irishman.
But I'm French.
Well, what's the difference between France and Ireland? Less than 40 miles.
But Mrs. Burns, who will play the part of Raoul, the Frenchman?
My husband, George.
Oh, I am Irish and he is French.
That's right. I beg your pardon?
Nothing, nothing. Just a little French nursery rhyme my mother taught me.
Please. Now, let's run through the first scene. It takes place in Paris where Officer O'Hooligan, that's you, Mr. Boyer, has come to arrest Raoul, that's you, George. Places everybody. Set the scene, Raoul.
Paris in the spring. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Paris in the spring. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Is that absolutely necessary?
Well, it's setting the scene. That's mood music.
Don't you think he mood a little too loud?
Never mind, the scene is set. Now I speak first. Well, good morning, Officer O'Hooligan. Lovely day, isn't it? Well, go ahead, Mr. Boyer, read your line.
Must I?
Oh, of course. I'll give you the cue again. Lovely day, isn't it?
Faith and that it is, Begora. Mrs. Burns.
Oh, no. My name is Molly. Now, let's read on. Oh, officer, I've heard that this fiend, Raoul, has escaped from prison again. I fear he may do me harm.
Never, Colleen. Or me name and Michael Hooligan. Don't forget, he's a fine broth of a lad from the old Sodom after being.
Tell me now, Michael, darling. What would you do if Raoul were to make advances to me?
Sure, she's here. I set her ringing with a clock from your shillelagh.
Mrs. Burns, I'm not happy as this Irishman.
Mr. Boyer, you're simply wonderful. You're the French Barry Fitzgerald.
Oh, but surely you can find someone more Irish than I am. How about Gregory Ratzoff?
Oh, no, he wouldn't do it all. You know those Russians. He might walk right out in the middle of everything.
That's what I had in mind.
Now, come on back to the play. This is the exciting part. Oh, Mike, quick, look behind you. Who is that approaching?
It's Raoul Bejabers.
Mrs. Burns, you know that's a strange name for a Frenchman. Raoul Bejabers.
Bejabers isn't his name. That's a sort of an Irish swear word.
Oh. Well, Bejabers, I quit.
No, you can't quit now. This is your big scene with Raoul. Go ahead, George.
Sacre bleu. How is this that I find mon foutu in the arms of Zach Sheldon?
Well, Mr. Boyer, the Frenchman spoke to you.
In what language, may I ask?
Mr. Boyer, read your lines.
The back of me and to you, Raoul. I'll have no more of your shenanigans.
Oh, this for you, and that for you, and that for your papa.
I agree.
Well, that's not the next line.
I know, but this next line, I refuse to
keep. Oh, Mr. Boyer, please. Give him the cue again, George.
This for you, and that for you, and this for your papa.
Raoul, I will murder yes entirely, as sure as me mither came from County Cork. Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Wait. We're coming to the finish.
We passed it.
Remember the tradition of the theater. The show must go on.
Not this one.
Look, I agree with Mr. Boyer, Gracie. The show should definitely not go on.
Why, Dinah? Dinah Shaw! Dinah, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be home with laryngitis.
Well, I was, but when I heard your play, I just had to come down here and do something about it.
Oh, the call of the footlights, huh? The smell of the grease paint got you.
It wasn't the grease paint I smelled.
You didn't like the play?
Well, I think casting Charles Boyer as an Irish policeman is absolutely ridiculous. He's about as Irish as I am.
Thank you, Miss Shaw.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Dinah. There was a part I thought you might play, but it's a love scene with the Irish policeman.
Love scene?
Yes.
Well, fit now, Mr. O'Boy. It is a fine broth of an Irish officer.
Oh, you're cute, Dinah. Anyway, I'm glad we cured your laryngitis. Now, you'll be back on your program next week.
Oh, you bet I will, Gracie. And I want to thank Francis Langford for taking my place tonight. Thank you, Francie.
The pleasure was all mine, Dinah.
And we'll be hearing you on Bob Hope's President Show, Francie. Right now.
Charles Boyer was only seen in Herbert's Stony Brown, the 20th Century Fox production. Join us again next Thursday for Maxwell House Comedy Time with George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson, and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. And then good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee. Birth
Birds Eye Open House will be back again next Thursday at its usual time, too, starring Dinah Shore. As good as new, huh, Dinah?
Absolutely, Harry.
All swell. And our special guest will be Peter Lorre, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, and his singers, and me, too. Good night, everybody. You know, it's a funny thing about the new post-war irons. They're lighter, easier to handle, more convenient in every way, but...
But they don't do the ironing for me.
Sad but true. But I can tell you how you can make your starch clothes a lot easier to iron.
Well, let's have it.
Satina. Add a little Satina to your starch, and then when time comes to iron, your iron will glide and zip along. There'll be no sticking or snagging with Satina. What's more, your starch clothes will have a wonderful, a satiny sheen that helps shed dirt and dust. So get the Satina habit. Satina's a great help on ironing day.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.